But do we have a, I'm just looking to see if we had a agenda. Is there an agenda?
Yeah, Alex did send out an agenda. Let me see if I can find it.
I thought I saw something.
Why don't we ask if there's any objection to you being chair, Jim? Then we can take the roll and look for the agenda.
All right, I'll do that. Is there any objection to me chairing? I'd be glad to turn it over to anyone else, but I'll do it until Alex gets here, if and when.
I don't hear anybody objecting.
Hearing none, I'll go ahead and do it. But I am looking. I'm all the way back to October 1st, and I do not see an agenda, although I was pretty sure I saw something.
You sent an email today. I think pretty close to 6:30. I think that was about the time, but he sent something today.
Strategic plan outline, is that it?
I don't think it says agenda, but there's a list of items to be discussed. It's like 11 different items.
Resending this for tonight's meeting from last month. That's
okay.
Came from Grace. Here's Alex. I'll be on the road tonight, so we'll not be able to chair. I'll try to call in, but maybe late. The agenda for tonight is a discussion of strategic plans. Lyndon submitted a plan for a bond that is interesting and should be discussed. Grace submitted a plan. I sent something last time that needs to be updated. I would like to invite the group that will be discussing the loan for our next meeting. Part of the next meeting will be in closed session. So that's from Alex. And then we have what Grace sent in the same thread. Lyndon, do you want to start with your bond proposal? Were you prepared for that? Did you know that was on the agenda?
Jim, why don't we take roll before?
Oh, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
But I am ready, James.
Okay, thanks, Lyndon.
I can take the roll if you want, James. I have the
go ahead. Yeah.
Roster in front of me.
Thank you, Grace.
Grace Aaron is here. Lydia Brazone, not here. Okay. Robin Collier asked for an excused absence. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Present.
Okay, thank you. Lyndon Foley?
Here.
Right. Wayne Lark, you're here, aren't you? Dwayne? We'll come back to Dwayne. Lawrence Reyes?
I'm here.
Okay.
Present.
James Agerton?
Here.
Good. Alex Steinberg? Not on yet. Tom Voorhees?
Here.
Good. Back to Dwayne Lark. Are you here? Okay, we heard him earlier. Anyway, we have quorum. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We have 6 people on the call without Dwayne. So we have quorum even without Dwayne, but I'm sure he'll be back.
I think he'll be back.
Yes. Request for an excused absence from Robin Collier.
Very good. So let's convene the meeting first. This is the Strategic Planning Committee for October 5th, 2020 of the Pacifica National Board. We are convened. The roll has been called. And now let's have ask if there's any. Well, actually, we don't excuse absences on committees, so there's no need to call for that, right?
I have a question.
Go ahead, Lauren.
Lyndon. Thank you. So, Lyndon, I didn't get a copy of your proposal. I don't know who else got a copy, but I certainly didn't. Is there any way you could send me email me a copy or email it to the committee? I don't know if anybody else has gotten it. No, I didn't.
I'm out of town right now, and I cannot do that. I would ask.
Okay, great. Can you do it?
I sent it to everybody on the Strategic Planning Committee. I sent it to James. and he sent it to the people on the finance committee. So
what day?
Yeah.
What day was that?
Yeah, I also sent it to Lydia and the officers.
Well, I think I sent it about 2 weeks ago, Lawrence.
That sounds right.
Well, James, can you resend it, please? If you sent it to the officers, obviously you didn't send it to me.
No, I'm sure. I'm quite sure I sent it to you, Lawrence. In fact, I think I sent it to the entire PMB.
Okay, so that was 2 weeks
ago. Anyway, to be quite honest with you, I don't think I can share and look for that at the same time. Is there somebody else who's more ambidextrous than I am?
If I cannot put up the proposal, this I'm gonna be at a disadvantage of being able to be informed and engage in the discussion.
Of course, so, I feel the same way. And I wish
if Grace normally has these things at her fingertip, is there a way you could send it out, Grace?
I'm sorry, I was muted. Yes, I'm sending it to everybody now, okay?
Thank you.
I had an inkling that she was doing that while we were talking about it.
And it's in a Word document. It's in a Word document, Lawrence.
That's cool. I could open Word. I'm good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think that'll help everybody.
We could just give it a few minutes, Linda, before you start.
I'm cool with that.
Okay. I sent it.
Basically, did you send it to my functional email address? I'm sure
you
did.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, just got it. Thank you.
Yeah, just got it here, too.
Okay, do we want to start discussing this? Maybe read it? It's not so long that it can't be read. Why don't we have Lyndon read it?
Well, I could do that. If that's what you want.
That would be for the benefit of the people on the stream, Lyndon, so I think that would be a good idea.
Okay. we were asked to come up with something each individually to possibly be a way to a solution to our debt crisis that we're going to be facing in early 2021. And the plan I had was to issue a bond, and it is, in a way, the issuance of a bond is going to be sort of like a mortgage, where we'd be paying some on a monthly basis. So what I copied, most of this stuff I copied from a couple of websites and then with a little bit that I added in. So first, under federal tax law, only governments can issue tax-exempt bonds. So nonprofits borrow in the tax-exempt bond market in a roundabout way. A government agency must issue the bonds and then lend the money to the nonprofit. The government promises to pay back the bonds, but only from what it receives in the loan repayment from the nonprofit. A government performing this function is known as a conduit issuer. Second, federal tax law generally limits tax-exempt borrowing to nonprofit corporations that have a 501c3 determination letter from the IRS. Third, federal tax laws limit the purposes in which bonds can qualify as tax-exempt. In particular, tax-exempt bonds generally must not provide an impermissible level of benefit to private parties. The tax code defines what is impermissible, and they must primarily be for capital projects. So primarily being for capital projects, that'll be a little weakness, perhaps. The three paragraphs above are from a booklet from Cal Nonprofits, a California Association of Nonprofits. So, this is right there in your backyard for, you guys on the West Coast. And then I supplied the link for that. Okay, many types of government entities can do this and are happy to do so. But, yes, they do charge a fee. Cities, counties, joint powers, authorities, and state agencies are among them. Some are specialized, such as the California Health Facilities Financing Authority, which issues bonds for hospitals, community clinics, and other nonprofits involved in healthcare. Others are general and will do any transaction that meets their criteria. Because such conduit issuers often have different standards and charge different fees, it's often advisable to shop around for one that best meets your purposes. And that is also taken from a website. And my comment is the weakness in the case of Pacifica, okay, I've mentioned this already, is over the bonds that can be issued primarily capital projects. However, another publication states that, I have it in there, the link for it, pfauthority.org, finances, nonprofit, states that nonprofit bonds may be used for capital projects, including the construction, acquisition, renovation, or rehabilitation of facilities and equipment. Bond proceeds may also be used to refinance existing tax-exempt debt in certain circumstances, conventional debt. A possible solution to any obstacle above would be private placement. Okay, this is me speaking again. In our case, it might have to be a hybrid because it involves all our membership who wishes to participate. So from one of the websites, I go on. A private placement is an arrangement with one investor or a small number of investors to buy all the bonds in a simplified process. The advantage is the terms of the bonds can be negotiated directly with the investor or investors. This can simplify the issuance process and reduce issuance costs. For example, it can eliminate the need to draft a disclosure document known as the official statement. It also eliminates the need for an underwriter who must find investors, though often an underwriting firm plays the role of placement agent and identifies the private placement buyer. Offsetting potential savings on issuance costs is the possibility that the interest rate on the private placement bonds would be higher than on publicly traded bonds. The primary reason is that bonds sold through a private placement usually cannot be sold by the original investor to another investor sometimes in the future. Or if such a sale is permitted, it may be restricted to a small class of investors, and for that and other reasons may be difficult to sell. This lack of liquidity is a disadvantage to the investor for which we expect a higher interest rate. And then for my closing, I state that the possibility here is that the Pacifica membership would invest in saving the foundation. The members would be rewarded with an interest rate that is greater than anything that a bank or a CD or treasury is offering. The collateral would be conceptually what is already at risk as collateral. The credit report defining default risk would not be a surprise to any member, and members could dedicate their tax-free return to pledges to the respective stations. On the downside is that these would be long-term investments that are not readily tradable, so these investments would be viewed or could be viewed as donations that are also ownership. It's likely an investment that gets passed down from generation to generation. And for an example of the math, nobody's corrected me on this, so we'll see. A $4 million bond paying simple 5% interest has an obligation or coupon of $200,000 per year, which is $16,667 a month. And that is it.
Okay. I have an immediate question, but I think I'll ask for anyone else. Is there anyone who has a question?
Yeah, I do, but if I could go after somebody else breaks the ice, because I'm still scanning.
Well, I'll ask if anyone else does, but I have an immediate question if anybody else doesn't have one. Anybody else?
Go ahead, Dan.
Okay, hearing none, I'll just ask my first question, and that is there is something in our bylaws about no benefits inuring to any members, and I'm just wondering if it's members that would be the purchasers of these bonds, and then they're going to get a 5% profit, if that would violate that aspect. And I'm not expecting you to have an answer, Lyndon, necessarily. I'm just It's a curiosity. It's a question for anybody.
Well, I have a response if it's not an answer. But, Lyndon, if you want to respond first, since you proposed it, go ahead.
No, that's all right, Duane. I just, brought this up, dreamt it up. I don't have all the answers. I know there's going to be hiccups in it. So I really don't have an answer to James. So go ahead, please.
Well, Frank, first off, let me tell you, unfortunately and unusually, thank you for at least coming up with an idea of putting forth some way out of this mess. And even if we don't do it, fine, we can't do it, at least it's something on the table that I think has some credibility. So I thank you for thinking about it, thinking it through and presenting it. Secondly, I would say to a question, James, is that I believe that clause that you are referring to specifically does not apply to members. I believe it applies to board members, particularly P&B members. So someone can make an argument against that, but that's the way that I read that clause. And that's the case with most corporations, most profit and nonprofit, so that there will not be a conflict of interest. However, as you've heard it said before, and I've seen it done myself, that this board could take an exception. So if an individual did want to invest and we disclosed the conflict of interest, in this case, receiving some enumeration for a fair investment, I believe that could be allowed.
Interesting perspective. I'm sure we'd probably have to get some legal opinion on all of this, but interesting discussion. Anyone else have any comment or question? Go ahead, Lawrence.
Well, first of all, I'd like to commend Lyndon for putting something on the table, as Duane said. I think at this point, we all know of the gravity of the situation, and we definitely have to look at things like this. I like the concept that the bonds could be issued for primarily capital projects. And when I think of capital projects, there are some stations in the network that could use that, in particular KPFT, right? So I'm sure that Lyndon, I'm thinking that you thought of KPFT when you thought of this proposal of bringing this forward. But I have a question, and I like the idea of trying to get a bond to deal with some of our capital deficiencies, capital project deficiencies that we have throughout the network, and the fact that we don't have any money to address them. Hold on, I have a sheriff's helicopter going over my house.
Hi, this is Alex. I just got on a call.
Okay. Lyndon, the question I have for you is in regards to the this will be a private placement in case it may have to be a hybrid type of situation, because it would have to involve all of our membership who wishes to participate. So are you asking our members to become investors? Is that part of the concept?
Yes, that's definitely part of the concept. I think that's part of the beauty of it, is that instead of having, you know, a bank or some other lender that is not really associated with us having collateral over our building, basically the membership would own our plant.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. Finish your thought. I have a follow-up question real quick.
Oh, I was just going to reiterate that, you know, you could, whatever you reap, you could sow, you could put right back into the station, you know.
Okay, and then the other thing that I read was that It says something about collateral, and the collateral will be conceptually what is already at risk as collateral. So we have, as you know, as part of the agreement, and I don't know if I could actually say this in open session, but I'm gonna try to be careful, that our properties are collateral right now, and with the coming renegotiation of the loan, we're looking at that collateral being risky collateral. Does that affect the situation?
Well, this is number one. I just had this idea, and I did some research on the web. So we would need to contact a few people, and you know, so the counties and cities, or transit authorities, or somebody who issues bonds. And if we're going to look, then we can ask who does the private placement. Is it possible we can do a? Is it possible for this to happen? And so I think that's how we start out. But we get it if we can raise the money. We take that money and we pay off the loan. That's what we're doing the bond issuance for.
So my last follow-up, Lyndon, my last follow-up is that we're looking at still the concept of asking our members to become investors. Is that
correct?
Okay. And there's a it looks like there's a qualification of as an example, if a bond is paying 5% simple interest on an obligation or coupon of the $200,000, which is 5% of that would be $16,667 a month. So that would be the initial investment?
No, that would be our monthly. That would be our monthly fee. I mean, we would pay that. That would be our that would be our coupon. A bond pays the coupon. You know, so we would have to be paying this out on a monthly or quarterly basis. I don't know exactly how it worked, but yeah, we would pay out $200,000 a year or something until we paid this bond off. That's why I said it's kind of like a mortgage. It's the same basic structure.
Hold on, Dwayne. Real quick.
Well, I don't think you're understanding the concept of the fact that when you ask the question, are we getting paid a return? What Lyndon explained was, if you are an investor, you're getting part of the $16,667. But as the grantor, but the grantee, which is us, receiving $5 million?
$4 million in my example.
This is Alex. I'd like to say something here.
Hold on a second, Alex. Dwayne was in a mid sentence after he interrupted Lawrence, I should point out. But go ahead, Dwayne.
Well, go ahead, Dwayne. Finish up, and then I ask my last question. Are you the floor?
Okay. The reason I interrupted Lawrence is because he was going down a road that I think was a pretty more simplistic way of explaining it, and I'm halfway in it, in that we are the ones who are receiving the money. We're having to pay, just like you would on a mortgage, $16,667 on that money per month. The members or non-members who buy the bonds, which, by the way, I wanted to say churches have done this for 100 years. And basically that is members who say that we're going to build our own church, so we're going to pay the note off on our own church, and we're going to finance it ourselves. So this is kind of that concept. What I find it would be challenging is that it's been my experience that most of our members live from paycheck to paycheck. And so it would be rather difficult to envision most of them, but we would need most of them. But Lauren's question was, are we going to receive any return? And the answer to that question is, if you are an investor, if you purchase into the concept of purchasing part of the bond, you're going to receive part of that $16,000 theoretically each month. But Lyndon suggested that sometimes, as church members do, because they love their church, so sometimes members of Pacifica, because they love Pacifica, would say, Well, no, I don't want the return. Just reinvest it to pay the loan off faster.
Okay, that was my follow-up question was, is Pacifica itself going to get that money towards, so we could address our financial situation? And I guess you answered that.
$4 million.
Yeah, okay. Cool. Thank you. I'm done. Thank you, James.
Okay, thank you both, and thank you all. And Alex, I'm just going to take a moment here to explain. Obviously, we're looking into Lyndon's proposal for possibly using bonds. And since you weren't here, I volunteered to chair. Now that you're here, if you'd like to resume the chair, please say so, and we'll put you back at the chair.
I'm fine with you chairing. I'm a little burnt out from I was involved in a bunch of stuff today, so I don't want to get into it. But you can continue to chair. That's fine with me. If that's okay with you.
It's fine with me. I just wanted to – we were looking for an agenda, and we didn't see one, so we were basically going on the email that you sent and some – obviously – looking over Lyndon's proposal, and Grace had also sent some information. So we don't really have a working agenda here.
Well, I mean, I was going by, we had a motion at the last meeting to devote this meeting to discussing various options for a recovery plan. So, I mean, that basically is our agenda for tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that, but I didn't see a specific agenda. So that's fine. So why don't we just continue on this discussion, and then we'll see how far we want to go with it.
I say something?
Go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
Well, I want to thank Lyndon for his contribution. I found it interesting. I have to say that I'm skeptical that this is a practical proposal, but I'm certainly willing to be, pleasantly surprised. But I think the first thing we have to do with a proposal like this is to get a legal opinion as to its, number one, its legality. I'm not saying it's not legal, but I think we need to get an official opinion on that. And number two, we need to know if it's even feasible. And my understanding is it would require some kind of quasi-government agency to more or less sponsor us in order to do a bond, and whether that's doable or not, I have no idea. But I think before we even get to that, we need to get a legal opinion on this. So I would propose that we inquire Pacifica's legal counsel his opinion on this, and if this isn't his area, I'm sure he could recommend somebody that whose area this would be. So that would be my proposal on this.
Alex, I'm going to say that idea did come up earlier, and I'm going to ask if that's a motion.
That's a motion, yeah.
Okay.
Lyndon from SAC.
Well, Lyndon, before you do that, I'm just going to ask Grace to, if she took notes on that, if she can write that up into a form that we can all take a look at. And I, Grace, I'm here kind of drafting you as secretary. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I know. I started to take some notes.
I figured you would.
Can you repeat your motion?
That I would like to take Lyndon's proposal and present it to Pacifica's legal counsel for his opinion as to its legality and its feasibility. And if we're okay on both counts, then I think we should continue to discuss it and see what we can do about it.
Dwayne to the stack after Lyndon.
Yes, and I'm going to put myself on the stack too.
Okay, so the motion would be to have to send Lyndon Foley's proposal to Pacifica's legal counsel to get his opinion about its legality and feasibility.
Yes.
Do we want to add that anybody who knows anybody who has, you know, knowledge of these things might run it past whatever bond salesman they may know or whatever?
Can I get on set, Lawrence?
They can do that on their own.
Yeah, of course. Well, I think first we have Lyndon, and then, okay, Lawrence, you'll be after Dwayne. I think I have Lyndon, Dwayne, and Lawrence. Is that right?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Lyndon.
Okay. Oh, thank you very much. Number one, this should have been sent to the legal counsel 2 weeks ago, if that's what we were going to wind up doing anyway. And I don't think we really need a motion, but I'll vote for the motion. I think that's an epic waste of time. Second, I contacted one friend of mine I know who's with an authority that uses bond issuance, and I have not called. I have a phone number, and so maybe I can get a lead to further down the road, and I will do that, and I guess in consultation with the ad hoc committee or this committee, but I want to know, you know, if we're just going to go on a stalling game, then I'm not doing it, so.
Okay.
This is Grace for the stack.
Okay, Grace, you're going to be after Dwayne and Lawrence. Go ahead, Lawrence, and myself as well, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Dwayne. That means
Dwayne, I'm sorry, Dwayne. Go ahead, Dwayne. Go ahead, Dwayne.
Thank you.
Yep.
Okay. First, Lyndon, I feel your pain. And I, for one, I'm going to support following through on this effort, and let me put on record that I think it's appropriate to consult our legal counsel as to his opinion about the legality, but he's not a financial expert, so his opinion won't weigh about whether it's feasible or not. That's superfluous to me. So I think it's appropriate to ask him if he thought it was legal. And that's, you know, if that's what the body wants and that's what Alex suggests, I have no problem with that part. It is the feasibility part because he's not a financial expert to determine what's feasible for us to do and what isn't. Now, having said that, since I think I have experience with churches issuing bonds like this, and I've been exposed to them for the last 20 years, I know it's legal. The question is, can we find an apparatus that's willing to deal with us and our history? Because a lot of it has to do with there are firms that have been around for over 50 to 75 years that exclusively do this type of work. And it's not tied to although Lyndon was correct to say it could be, but most church and other nonprofit entities that do this, it's not tied to a municipality or anything. It's just a simple commitment that an apparatus come in and say, we can set up these bonds for you. We've got a fee that we charge you. We'll manage it for you for this fee. And they go out and offer this, and your members then contact them and say, hey, you've seen it on television, like in the Westerns or whatever. Here's my money. I want several shares. I want this. I want that. And then you may only come up with 3.5 million, not 4 million. But guess what? You paid off a $3.2 million debt. And it's been refinanced to where you control it now. So I see the value in this proposal. And I would not be one of those that would support to let it down the vine. But I just want to reiterate that I know that it's legal because I've been involved in entities that create their own bonds. The question is, of our 40,000 members, can we get 3,000 or more of them to purchase $1,000, $5,000, or $10,000 worth of these bonds? Then it would be feasible for us to do it. That's the bottom line.
Are you finished, Dwayne?
Yes, I am.
Very good. Lawrence.
Thank you. So I also understand your somewhat frustration, Lyndon. I would have hoped that the IED would have been on this call to also participate in this discussion. I would like to amend Alex's motion to also include in that query that he's asking for, the legal query that he's asking for, that Lydia be included in that conversation as well. So that's my amendment to Alex's motion at the end.
I second.
Doesn't have to be second. But I appreciate
it. But amen. So I don't have to second. I amen.
Okay.
I think we could dispose of that quickly. Is there any discussion on that?
Yeah, what is it? How is Lydia going to be included?
She'll be included in the conversation that when we ask the query to Arthur in regards to get information on this.
Her part is
Lydia cannot give us a legal opinion, so I don't know what
right.
this is about.
No, I'm not saying that she's going to give us a legal opinion. That's obvious. She's not a lawyer. What I'm requesting is that she be part of the conversation. That's
all. Of course. Be part of the conversation, but this
might
be
Hold on. We're disintegrating into some crosstalk here. So Lawrence has an amendment to include Lydia in the conversation, which is a little vague, but I think we understand. And so we're now, is there anybody else who would like to be recognized for with any other discussion on this?
Well, I think I would, because I think I'm going to be a bit, if I may.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
I think I'm going to be a bit stronger in that I'm going to move to remove the word from the original motion, feasible. Because I don't believe he can determine. As he just pointed out, Lydia is not an attorney, and Arthur is not a financial expert. So I think we ought to limit his opinion to a legal opinion, which is whether or not it's legal or not, and not give him deference as if he's a financial expert.
All right. Well, now we have two amendments. So,
let me explain something here. As I said when I made the motion, Arthur himself, some of this may not be in Arthur's field of expertise, but he would be able to consult with someone whose field of expertise this is. And I probably agree that as far as the feasibility of this goes, this may not be in Arthur's area, but I think we should pass it through him first in order for Pacifica's legal counsel to make pronouncement on it. And he would be then responsible for providing us with someone who could make give us a judgment as to its feasibility.
I agree, Mr. Chair. I agree with the member. I just stand that the motion be to seek legal advice and not feasibility, that we extract the word feasibility.
All right. I think right now we have two amendments to the motion, and rather than get too tangled up in this, I think we just need to start disposing of the amendments and get down to the amendment, and then if we need to rebuild it with some different words or different ideas, we can do that after we dispose of these first two amendments, and we can come back to any of these ideas. So is there any further discussion on removing the word feasibility? We're going to take these amendments in reverse order. Any objection to removing the word feasibility from the motion? Hearing none, we'll consider that done. And then the First Amendment was yours, Duane, which was to whose amendment?
That was Lawrence.
Okay, Lawrence, remind us of what your amendment was. It was about including Lydia.
Go ahead, Chris.
It's just to include Lydia in the conversation.
Okay. Do we want to discuss that? I did comment that was a little vague. I don't know what else to say, though. Does anybody have any conversation, any discussion on this?
It's vague. everybody on this committee should be involved in the conversation, and that, of course, includes Lydia.
Hearing no objections.
I have no objections to it, but I kind of think it's not really necessary. But if you know,
all right. So,
I have a suggestion.
That's fine.
All right, go ahead, Duane.
Well, I think we could have avoided this portion of it because I don't think anyone disagreed with Alex's motion. I think if we had just styled it, direct the IED to request from legal counsel an opinion, I think that would have included her because she would have had to know what she was asking for. And so that kind of would have been an all-inclusive kind of concept if we just had the motion style that way. Because actually this stuff ought to kind of come through the IED anyway as opposed to each committee asking the opinion from a from the council and the IED not knowing something going on. So I think that's really a clean way of doing it, that we instruct because we have the capacity to do that once we take this to the board, to the national board, and therefore the board is instructing the IED to seek a legal opinion.
Well, we are indeed styling this motion, and perhaps it would have been better if we took a little more time to discuss it generally and come up with some of these ideas first, but I think I heard Grayson. Lyndon, I actually heard you earlier saying no objection, but I think, were you asking for the floor, or was that just
no
comment?
No, I wasn't.
Go ahead, Grace.
Sorry.
Thank you, Lyndon. No worry. Go ahead, Grace.
Okay,
oh, actually,
okay.
Wait. I had asked for the floor before you. I'm so sorry, Grace. I just wanted to say to Lyndon that the intention of this motion was by all means not to delay, but to get on with this idea, because we are all seeming to be in agreement that it's an interesting path to take. And I wanted to thank Duane for his clarification on feasibility being the question. And if somebody is going to put it into a better form, I'm ready to vote on the suggestion that Duane just made. Go ahead, Grace.
I would suggest that we just pass this motion without Duane's addition to it, because any three directors can request a legal opinion. We were going to change that policy, but we never finished changing it. So that old policy still stands. This committee can directly ask the Pacifica Council for an opinion. The quickest way to get an opinion is just for me. I'm taking the notes tonight, to just send this to Arthur right after this meeting. Then we'll get an answer quicker. The fastest way to get this done.
So I guess would that be a substitute motion?
No.
It's not a substitute.
We just passed the motion as amended. The motion is that the Strategic Planning Committee send Lyndon Foley's proposal to Pacifica's legal counsel to get his opinion about its legality. Okay, and that the IED, Lydia Brazone, be in the conversation. So I can send it, or Alex can send it to Arthur and copy Lydia.
Point of order.
Linda,
can you copy the committee?
Point of order.
I heard Dwayne's point of order first, then I'll go to Lawrence. Go ahead, Dwayne.
Mr. Chair, I don't believe that a committee has the authority to bypass the Pacifica National Board with respect to its motion. It doesn't own its own motion. So if the member, it has correct, if the member would like for three directors to send this request directly and circumvent the process of a committee approving something and then taking it to the body and the body affirming it, but you just, your interpretation is incorrect. Now, I agree with you that if the three of you want to do that, and I recall we actually rescinded that rule, but if you want to say that we didn't, because we don't keep records that great anyway, then the three of you can do it, but a committee of the body does not have the authority to circumvent the approval. And the once the committee passes a motion, it's no longer the committee's motion. It's the PNB's motion to approve or disapprove or affirm.
Mr. Chair.
Okay. Yeah, just hold on, Alex.
Lyndon was asking for the stack.
Oh, okay, but I thought I heard Lawrence first, and then they'll have Lyndon, and then Alex. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Okay, so my only concern with Grace's proposal is that I don't know if she's intending to copy the committee as well. Because as Alex said earlier, everybody should be involved in this piece. So, is that your intention, Grace, or is it your intention to forward the email, or you or Alex forward the email without copying the members?
I just have it here, okay? Because I decided
that's not the question. I know you have it there.
Okay,
my question is: are you going to copy the? The other members of the committee.
That was my intention. I mean, that's
okay,
what I said.
You.
But, you know, I would appreciate it if you wouldn't interrupt me when I'm trying to answer your question.
Okay, I apologize.
Okay.
So, yeah.
But actually, Grace, you weren't recognized. So,
okay, well, Lawrence
needed a chance to finish his question. But now we're good. And Grace, go ahead and answer Lawrence's question. Then we'll go to Lyndon and Alex.
I don't have to send it. Somebody else could send it. I just wrote down the motion and the amendments, and we still have to vote on the amended motion, the main motion. Why don't we do that first? That's what I would suggest.
Okay, good suggestion, but now let's finish our stack. We have Lyndon next.
Yes, thank you. Dwayne, I was going to say, if you're amenable, let's just vote on this thing and get it out and let them send it to whoever. And then we can proceed with doing real work.
Reasonable. Okay. I just wanted to make sure we understood parliamentary procedure. That's all.
Alex?
I'm not going to bother to say what I wanted to say. I agree with Lyndon's last remark. Let's just vote on it. The purpose of doing this is not to delay anything, but to make sure we're going down a path that might produce something fruitful. So it's just a question of doing our due diligence. So let's just do our due diligence, and once we get that out of the way, then let's get into the nuts and bolts of how we can do this and come up with something we could present to the full board.
Would anyone else like to be recognized? Hearing none, I'm going to ask if there's any objection to this motion. Hearing none, we can ask Grace to make it happen. Well done. Thank you, Lyndon. Okay. again, not having an agenda to refer to, do we have? Should we have any further discussion of this issue?
Well, other recovery plans have been introduced. So this is one of the, or at least it's an element of a recovery plan. But don't forget, paying off the debt is not in itself a recovery plan. It could be part of a recovery plan. But Grace Aaron introduced the whole recovery plan. Why don't we discuss that one?
All right, point well taken. I just wanted to see if we were done discussing this. I did hear Dwayne. Go ahead, Dwayne.
Yeah,
and I have a question to James.
All right, Lawrence next. Okay, go ahead, Dwayne.
Okay, I would like to spend the next 20 minutes picking up where we left off with respect to creating new modalities of income and new money streams, specifically the discussion we were having on underwriting.
A point of order.
What is your point of order?
My point of order is that we specifically voted at the last meeting to devote this meeting to recovery plans. And the underwriting issue was just going to have to wait. This meeting is supposed to be devoted to a discussion of a recovery plan.
Point of order, Mr. Chair. Point of order.
What is your point of order?
Well, first off, I think the member is either mistaken or misspeaking, because I'm the one that made the motion at our last meeting, and the motion stated that we would stick to discussing options relative to a strategic plan. It had nothing to do with recovery plan. That's a new word that wasn't even mentioned in our last meeting. I made the motion, so I know what my motion stated. I was concerned that we were talking, and I remind y'all, I was concerned that we were talking about everything under the sun for the last five meetings, but we weren't necessarily focused on a strategic plan. So it was my motion and my intent to have us come back and dedicate our next meeting on talking about a strategic plan. And I believe new modalities, new streams of income is part of a strategic plan. And so I believe it is in order. Pick up. But we have gone.
I would like
Hold on, Alex. Lawrence is on the stack next. I'm going to put you in, Alex, for after that. But I want to ask the committee if there's anyone here, and I want to remind the committee this is, and I'll just remind the committee in general that this is a problem that you run into when you don't have an agenda. And I want to ask if anyone has a copy, or did anyone write down that motion from the last meeting, and can they share it with us? If so, and while people are looking to see if they have that, I'm going to recognize Lawrence and then Alex. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Thank you. So I would gather that what is it that we're going to be discussing, because I'm a little thrown off here, because we got an email. An email that was resent today by Ms. Aaron in regards to 11 points suggestions. Is this what we're going to be talking about, or are we going to be talking about the motion that Dwayne made, and can we produce that motion?
Okay.
Well, once again, I think that question was – who was that question directed to, Lawrence?
It's directed to whoever could answer it.
I'll take a stab at it as the chair.
I would say Grace.
Okay, go ahead. I apologize. I stepped on what you were saying. I didn't hear you at first. Grace, if you have an answer, go ahead.
Okay. I propose that we go on to the strategic plans that have been proposed. We just discussed Lyndon Foley's plan that would be part of a strategic plan, and I proposed one, and so did Alex. I put forward one to be discussed, and so did Alex. I'd love to move on to that. Also, in the last strategic planning committee, a subcommittee was formed to discuss underwriting, and I don't think that it's the best use of this committee's time to discuss something that should be discussed more fully in that subcommittee and then brought back to the this committee after it's been fleshed out as a proposal for how underwriting would be conducted and then discussed in this committee. So I'd like to go to discussion of my strategic plan and Alex's strategic plan, which we submitted quite some time ago. That would be my proposal.
Okay. I'm going to
request information, Lawrence.
Yeah, go ahead, Lawrence.
So that subcommittee has been trying to be convened by Vanessa Ditson-Briggs, and I believe she sent out a query to the people that signed up for that committee, and I don't think we've met yet, right, Vanessa? Have you?
Yeah, I appreciate you raising that issue. I've sent out about four queries, and I haven't gotten any responses, just in terms of availability to meet, any suggestions about next steps. Even in the absence of meeting, I've heard nothing. So there, at this point, despite the discussion, there doesn't appear to be any interest in this. So I thank you for raising the issue.
Thank you, Vanessa.
I will make myself available when you convene the meeting, Vanessa.
I'm
going to recognize Alex now. And I apologize for stepping on you again. Interrupting you, Vanessa. I'm going to recognize Alex to finish out this stack, and then I think we should go back. As I mentioned earlier, we didn't establish an agenda, and I don't want to get into a brawl over what we should or shouldn't be discussing. I think perhaps we should actually, at this late point, make an agenda so we all know what the plan is for what we're going to do, and we can move forward through it efficiently. That is going to be my ruling after Alex finishes the stack.
And point of order. Dan.
Go ahead.
Okay, I just asked that I made a motion that the strategic plans put forward by myself and by Alex be discussed next in this meeting. That was a motion.
Okay, well, I did not hear you say the word motion until now. I'm going to rule that was not a motion for now and let Alex say what he wanted to say, and then we just need to open up this discussion to what the meeting is going to be about. Again, we didn't have a meeting. I'm chairing extemporaneously without an agenda, and I feel like I need the structure of an agenda to know where we're headed. So I'm going to ask Alex to go ahead and make it with his remarks, and then I'm going to ask the whole committee to engage with us for a brief time in making an agenda. Go ahead, Alex.
Just to respond to Duane, you can call it a strategic plan, you can call it a recovery plan. I don't really care what you call it. I think it was clear, and yes, it was your motion, and I think it was clear that the intent of that motion was that we would devote this meeting to working out a strategic plan, recovery plan, again, whatever you want to call it. One of the problems we had at the previous meeting was we spent an hour and a half or 2 hours or whatever it was discussing underwriting, and we got into all kinds of issues relating to underwriting, and we didn't come to any conclusion, and we created this subcommittee to help us work on the underwriting thing. But I don't think we want to spend an awful lot of time on the underwriting issue at this time, especially since the subcommittee has not had a chance to come back with their recommendations. So I think we really should get back to the main problem at hand, and that's to work out a strategic plan for Pacifica. And yes, underwriting could be a part of it. I think it would be a minor part of a strategic plan, but yes, it could be a part of it. But that's sort of like a detail. Let's get the main outlines of a strategic plan in place. So I would like to make that motion that Grace started to make, that we devote the remainder of this meeting to discussing the strategic plan that Grace proposed and that I have proposed previously, and that it's basically a continuation of the discussion we began with the discussion of the strategic plan that Lyndon was proposing, which I, again, I think it's a very interesting one, and I hope we can do something with that. But let's just continue the discussion on strategic planning.
Dwayne,
are you done? Are you done, Alex? Dwayne, if you'll recall, I said I was just going to finish out that stack, and so now I think that's a perfect segue into establishing an agenda, so we don't have to keep going back and forth. So, Alex just made a motion, and I think we can use. I think you didn't call it. You didn't say it was a motion, Grace.
I said it was a motion. Even if I didn't, which I believe I did, say it was a motion earlier in the meeting, I reiterated that I put forward a motion or wanted to put forward a motion. Alex concurs with it.
Right.
You want me to put that Grace Aaron and Alex Steinberg move?
That I don't really care. I just don't want to now. You know, have to rule and have be voted, you know, have to have a vote on a ruling. I just want to, if this is what we're going to do, I want to see it in the form of a motion, and then we can vote on it and see if that's what we want to do. So, yeah, I don't care how it's done.
Okay, so I'll put
I believe
Grace
Alex
Aaron,
just stated it. Go ahead.
Okay. Grace Aaron and Alex Steinberg move that the strategic plans put forward by Grace Aaron and Alex Steinberg be taken up for the remainder of this meeting.
Okay, that's a good motion. Now, is there any discussion?
Yes.
Dwayne, let me see if there's going to be a stack. Does anybody else want to discuss after Dwayne? Or perhaps we don't know until they hear Dwayne, but anybody else?
I just have a question.
Lawrence, why don't you ask your question first, then we'll go to Dwayne.
Thank you. And I guess my question would it's going to be to the combo, Alex and Grace. Is it the email that you resend this afternoon at 3:27 p.m., which has those 11 points? Is that what you intend to discuss, Grace? Alex?
That is my strategic plan suggestion.
Okay.
Alex has a different one. I don't know when he sent it last. It was not part of my email.
Can he send that again? Or maybe I could look for it.
Alex?
Yeah, I'll have to find it. I sent mine quite a while ago. But let's just, in the meantime, why don't we just start the discussion with the plan Grace sent? Because it's more timely than mine anyway.
But at the moment, we have Dwayne on the stack, and we still have to establish the agenda. So, Dwayne, we're discussing at this time an agenda. Go ahead.
Well, for the sake of time and reasonability, I will not force or request that we do speak or discuss the class earlier. I think what Alex said has merit with respect to the committee that was set up. But this idea of minor is just certainly his opinion as to the contributions that underwriting will be able to make. And I hear him continuously say that as if he has some authority of proof. But I do want to say that what some call a strategic plan is not a plan at all. It's just bullets of telling folk what to do and basically trying to have control and trying to exert control from a committee that the committee doesn't have any authority over, particularly what Grace has proposed here. That is just a stretch and a reach for authority that this committee doesn't have. And so while you can spend the rest of the night talking about these points and I think they're good suggestions, but this committee doesn't have the authority to monitor and to all the rest of these affirmative words that are used You almost seem like you're always coming back with some form of executive committee. And so I just want to be on record that we should have an honest discussion of these points that she's making. But this committee has absolute no authority to oversee anything other than to present a composite, a clear and concise, articulated plan. And then, as my definition, a plan is not instructing the IED to do something. A plan is something that you put together with best practices from other entities, examples that have been done by other entities, and proposals. And by the way, Lyndon's concept and idea is a proposal. It is not a strategic plan. And so this idea, we throw strategic plan out so lightly that I question whether we really know what a strategic plan is. But a strategic plan for most entities is a blueprint. It is a plan that will, if it's implemented in certain stages, and it's a blueprint of telling you where you are now, and not only telling you where you need to go, but it tells you how to get there. And nothing that Grace is proposing as a strategic plan is telling us anywhere to get to and how to get there. But I'm willing to have their frank and open discussions on the points that she's made, but I think it's too far of a stretch to call it a strategic plan.
Anyone else?
Chair? From what I gather, we're already discussing this, right? And
well, we're discussing an agenda.
Right, okay. And Alex's plan was sent on July 13th, 2020. I think that's what it is. And he also sent out documents on underwriting. But for some reason, I cannot find the specific particulars that he sent in regards to, because I do remember seeing it, but I don't, all I see is a bunch of documents that I just sent out and all agendas, but I don't see a plan. So I think we should go and discuss Grace's email, because I have some concerns with it too.
Thank you, Lawrence. Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done. Thank you.
Okay. And Grace, I'm going to add to Lawrence's, I think it sounded like a request for the location of some of these items. Grace, when did you send out what you sent out? Just so I can refer to it once we get done with this agenda.
I can send it to you, James, if you want.
I sent it today this committee, to the whole committee.
You know about what time? About what time?
Yeah. Let me see if I can find out.
I saw it. I just don't remember what time it was. I don't want to waste my time looking for it.
3:27 Pacific Standard Time. So that would be 6:27. Yeah.
Thank you very much. All right, now I can find it without distracting us, myself in the meeting. Okay, so we have a suggestion for what to discuss. Is there any further discussion on that issue? So that's now that motion was, as I recall, to spend the rest of the meeting discussing that. So be aware that if we vote for this, then that will be the topic for the rest of the meeting. Is there any further discussion on that? Hearing none, we'll go ahead with that then. And Grace, would you like to read your points while I find them?
I'll
read them.
Information?
Hold on, Grace. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Since everybody got the email, can we just discuss them one by one? No, you know what? Go ahead and read it for the edification of the stream. I'm sorry.
Well, we could read them one by one, and the stream would be edified that way, Lawrence, if that would be okay.
That's fine with me as well. Thank you.
I think that makes some sense. Grace, is that okay with you?